men are looking for answers as uncertainty hits the U.S. auto industry. World Vision prepares for a spike in humanitarian need in Darfur, and Christians provide spiritual insight via eye clinics in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ford Motor Company wants 75,000 employees to take buyouts. With uncertainty at General Motors Corporation as well, men are beginning to look for answers. This is providing incredible opportunities for Promise Keepers, a ministry devoted to men. Promise Keepers President Tom Fortson.
I think when a man's livelihood is threatened, when there's job insecurity, I think it really causes a man to search who he is. It causes him to question his masculinity, his ability to serve his family, which raises a lot of questions about who am I? You know, why am I here?
PK just completed their 14th event in Grand Rapids, Michigan over the weekend. Fortson says this year's men's ministry has had an impact.
We have impacted about 120,000 men thus far. There's a clear presentation of the gospel. If there's an area that we don't want to miss on, that's the clarity of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we challenge men.
There are just 4 events left this year. Next, the possibility of deteriorating security in Sudan's Darfur region is prompting World Vision to mobilize humanitarian aid. The mandate keeping African Union peacekeepers in place ends September 30th. Several aid agencies, including World Vision, warned in early August that increasing insecurity in some areas was crippling their ability to reach people in need. World Vision's team isn't only looking for the long-term solution solving security and need, but also for a way to share the peace of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been nearly 8 years since Hurricane Mitch killed thousands, leaving Honduras devastated. World Gospel Mission's Larry Overholt, speaking from Honduras, says providing relief was just the beginning of a community transformation.
We've been involved in essentially 5 areas. Of course, church planting is kind of the emphasis of our effort, and we've established 6 congregations. We also emphasize economic development, health care, recreation, and education.
Since these efforts are church-run, people aren't afraid to go to church, and many are coming to Christ. Overholt says WGM needs prayer, financial support, and
we need missionaries. The relationship that we have with the church in Honduras is such that the church is continually asking for missionaries. That right now, our urgent need in Choluteca is somebody that could help us administer small businesses.
Go to our website to get connected. Meanwhile, visual disabilities and blindness affect hundreds of thousands in impoverished regions. International Aid is working to improve the situation for the poor in Ghana and Uganda. In Ghana, most with visual impairments don't get treatment due to poverty and lack of access. International Aid's Miles Fish.
We're poised to expand on a number of fronts. One, to expand the number of patients that we're able to see in the number of clinics that we have right now, but we're also poised to be able to support other organizations that have clinics with new research and training on how to manage eye care facilities.
Fish says their staff shares both physical and spiritual sight.
Everyone who works in our clinic is a follower of Christ. We have reading materials there in the facility so that people oftentimes the first thing they see when the bandages are taken off are Christian literature. It gives us the opportunity to build a relationship because the patient is just so grateful for what they've been given. And we oftentimes see people who make decisions for Christ right there on the spot.
And about 30,000 people die every day from hunger and related diseases. About half of them are children, making the death toll 1 child every 5 seconds. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee addresses this issue by launching an action campaign culminating on November 5th as World Hunger Sunday. This year's theme is Keep the Promise. This project also dovetails with HIV/AIDS and provides opportunities for believers to respond to the crisis with the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.